My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And part of that countdown, Nick Chubb, it is being reported by Adam Schefter. He's going to be put on the PUP list for the first 4 weeks of the season.
So that means we could see him October 6th on the road at Washington.
We got three straight away games. By three straight home. Forgot about that already. Yeah, so we might see him October 6th against the Washington Commanders in Washington. A 1 o'clock start there in week five. So we would miss Dallas at home, Jacksonville on the road, the Giants at home, and the Raiders in Vegas. The first 4 weeks of the season. The news is, I think, good. I think that's encouraging that he would be. Now, I know that they could eventually just, you know, keep him out even longer. I understand that. But it's nice to hopefully see a light at the end of the tunnel and see how well he could possibly play coming back.
Yeah, and I don't think it's all that surprising, Ken. That's kind of been the conversation this entire time. He's obviously been on the PUP list during camp. And I think it's a sign of, well, here's the thing. Like, I understand fans get excited. They see videos of him squatting 5 bajillion pounds, and it's like, oh, man, this guy might be closer than we think. And we had some fun with that conversation a couple weeks back where it was like, could he actually be back week one? But I think we always kind of understood in the back of our minds, like, this was probably going to be the decision, either this or he ends up on the IR to return designation.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I think it's a good sign. I also just think it's a testament to the Browns are not rushing him back. Same way they didn't
Can't. I mean, right, you can't right. with something They're, like that.
They know that he's got a lot at stake in terms of his contract and the incentives. He's got a lot at stake in terms of trying to earn a new contract, hopefully from them at some point. Like, they don't want to put him out there before he's ready. And, you know, I think you have some leeway in the early portion of the season to try to win games without him, and then you get him back, and hopefully he's playing his best at the end of the season when you need him the most.
It puts more pressure on Jerome Ford, but what it really also does is put a lot more pressure on the offensive line. Nick can create his own holes. Nick can fall forward and get you 4 yards, 5 yards, somewhere in there, and get you. I mean, if he can get you 5 yards, that's fantastic, but Nick can lean forward and get you 3.5 yards, which is still good because you can still learn to, you still live to see 2nd and 6 or whatever and on there. So his impact on this football team is immeasurable. His impact on the fan base, I think, is somehow even more because I think the fans adore him. I think he's one of the favorite. He's one of the favorite athletes of the 21st century in this town.
Let's be honest, like, with how controversial the quarterback is in this town, Nick Chubb makes that a little bit easier for people. I know a lot of fans who are like, yeah, you know, I don't love the quarterback situation and the fact that they went and got this guy, but they're like, but there's still players on the team I love, like Nick Chubb, Myles Garrett, etc.
Well, beyond that, do you think the absence of Nick Chubb has an effect on how somebody feels Deshaun Watson is going to play?
I do.
Do they consciously? I don't even know if they consciously think of that. You think they do?
I think they do.
Because I think they do too. I don't sit there and think they sit there and think, well, we don't have Nick Chubb, so he's not going to play as well. But I think the absence of Nick Chubb helps them in the back of their mind say, man, I just don't know. I don't know if it's going to go the way I want it to go.
It's like an aura thing. Like, just his presence on the field makes you feel better about the offense as a whole and what they're going to do. Even though, you know, you and I especially, Ken, like, we know in our heart of hearts, this offense is more so built around Deshaun than it is Nick Chubb moving forward. And so that probably means, like, less workload for him and all that different stuff. Fans aren't always really willing to see that, though. And we get a ton of fans, Ken, who call into the station and they say, hey, you know, they got to feed Nick Chubb more. This offense should be about Nick Chubb. He needs to be featured more often. So I think, like, there's kind of this aura about him and just his presence on the team that makes people feel better about the offense, makes people feel better about Deshaun.
Yes.
I think all that's very true.
So he finds himself, again, at the earliest it would see if this is all true, and Schefter reported it, so it's about 98% sure of coming true, that the earliest we could see him is on October 6th against Washington. So as you go further into the year, and this is something that Daryl talked about, he said, man, you need to start off at least three and two in these first four games, because Dallas can be a tough one. I know they just had an injury in their secondary, so that could be definitely. They've won openers now recently, which they went 14 years without winning openers.
And you got to think with Dallas, too, they might not have CeeDee Lamb. We don't know what that situation looks like right now either.
Yeah, these are all. I don't think there's a hold your breath game. Dallas is a really good football team. They do have talent.
But it's also
go ahead.
I was saying this over the weekend, Ken, and this is kind of what my question I asked Daryl came from. Yes, like, we're all worried about the offense starting slow, how the offensive line has looked, how Deshaun has looked in camp, and all these different things. But like you said, you look at these first five games, and the Dallas game is the one that stands out. Like, okay, that's a good football team. But my argument is always, week ones are like a crapshoot to me. Because all these teams are, like, figuring out who they are. I mean, we remember how
the
Bengals...
It should benefit you that you're at home.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This game went last year. Like, it was rainy, so that didn't help. But, like, it was a sloppy game. Joe Burrow looked terrible.
You're right.
So I'm not going into that game like really deathly. You could have put the Chiefs week one and I would have been like, yeah, I mean,
totally
you could beat
agree.
The Chiefs. The Chiefs lost to the Lions on Thursday Night Football last year week one. So
you're
you
right.
just don't know.
You're right.
Like, so that's,
Lions ended up being a hell of a lot better than what people even thought they
true.
Were going to be.
That is true. But maybe that's the case with the Browns too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not worried about that game as much because of that factor. And then as you get into week two, it's like, okay, Jags, they gave Trevor Lawrence fits last year defensively. And then you got three teams that are kind of in rebuild. So I agree with Daryl. Like, you got to take advantage of this opportunity. But I'm not, like, sitting here overly worried, because even with some of the concerns we have with the offense, because I see a stretch of the schedule. Like, you can survive that with all right offense and your really good defense, assuming they come back and they're playing really well.
216-474-0092. Dallas, I think, would be one that sticks out to you, but I agree with you. If it were in a different spot of the schedule, I think it would stick out even more. That Jacksonville, like, none of them are easy games. It's the NFL. So it's not like it's Akron playing Ohio State here. Or I should say vice versa.
It's a bad day to be a Zip.
Yeah, apparently it's supposed to be a bad week for me to be a Zip. Anyway, Jacksonville, the Giants, the Raiders, two of those games are on the road. Those could always be iffy toss-up, but you should be favored in those. after you get past the first four, when Daryl says you got to start off 3-2 or 4-1, I think he's right. Okay, by the fifth game against Washington, I do think Washington has some talent there. I think they're a little bit better than what Daryl's giving them credit for, but I still think they need to mature because they have a young quarterback there.
Yeah.
The first one that I would say, man, I would love to have Nick Chubb back is that Philadelphia game on October 13th.
She might be back by then.
That defensive, exactly. That defensive line is big. They're good. They go with size there. I think that they can cause you problems and disruption. But this all comes off of whether or not, you know, Jalen Carter is going to be healthy by that time because there's injuries there with those guys. So there is possibilities of that. But, I mean, we're talking 6 weeks into the season here. But that would be the first game where, like, man, I'd really like to have Nick Chubb to be able to fall forward, take some pressure off of Deshaun Watson, take some pressure off other guys, and be able to conduct an offense against that team. Because that defense has what it takes to be a really, really good defense over there in Philadelphia.
If that ends up being the game he comes back, and I'm not saying anyone's doing this right now, like rushing out there right now and buying tickets, but I could see that stadium getting taken over by Browns fans if it's Nick Chubb's return to the field. Like Washington, drivable game, it's not too far. I could see Browns fans really showing up.
Yeah, but they
got to
deal with Eagles fans, though.
Well, I'm saying,
of course, this might be a situation.
No. I'm saying the Washington game, if that's the game he comes back.
Yeah.
I could see fans really turn. I'm not saying like ticket prices are skyrocketing right now or people are rushing to buy them. But if that ends up being the game he comes back, I could see fans. Because you think about it, you got to go 2 weeks before you even see him at home if that's the game he actually comes back.
And that is the countdown to the season opener.
Countdown to the season opener brought to you by Genesee Brewing Company and Circa Resorts and Casino.
Now let me get to Abner downtown. Abner, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
All right. Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to give a shout out to Jonathan Taylor. He holds it down for everyone. All right. Now, I got two things, guys. I have so much faith in Nick Chubb that I named my new Rottweiler Chubb, Little Chubb. All right. That's how much faith I have in Nick Chubb. Okay. And number two, guys, we already know this. There's no excuse for Watson's rust. He had many games in the preseason to play, and he didn't want to play. So I was going to give him some slack, but no more. That's enough. You need to come out guns blazing, Watson. We gave you too much, way more time. We're 3 years into this contract and still very questionable. That alone makes it seem like the trade didn't go in our favor. So Deshaun Watson, you're hearing it from me, man.
You got a puppy?
Rottweiler.
Yeah, it's a puppy Rottweiler, right?
Yes.
And you named him Chubb.
Little Chubb.
It sounds like what happens to Cat when he talks nitty-gritty football.
Okay.
For some reason, that's not the only, you know, Little Chubb is his nickname, but I also get that nickname, Little Chubb.
Are you going to put him on the Brown, the barking backers list?
You know what? I didn't know that. Yeah. I would. I'm going to take him to the home games, and he's going to bark. He's going to bark for the Browns.
Well, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't think they let dogs in the home games. I think you have to take him over to the Guardians games. They have dog days over the Guardians games, Abner.
When they see how cute they are, they'll make an exception. He's going to be a big boy.
It's beautiful.
He's going to be like Chubb. He's going to be a big boy. He's going to be a running
back. So when he gets bigger, will you call him Big Chubb instead?
Very good. Very good, Abner. You know, what Abner does with his dogs, within reason, is Abner's business. I wouldn't name my dog that. I would have named him Nick if I was naming him after Nick Chubb, but either way, that's the way it goes. Yeah, what? Anything? Nothing? Yeah, I wouldn't have anything either. 216-474-0092.
Open this in soon.
Coming up, I'm one of his biggest fans.
What's Abner naming his cockatoo, guys?
He is making... Not Abner. I'm one of this person's biggest fans, but I think he's making a terribly transparent mistake. Ken Carmen, Spencer German in for Tone on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.